Welcome back to WTBU News. Here's tonight's New England report. The state of Connecticut is inching closer to legalizing recreational marijuana. A bill designed to legalize recreational cannabis passed a key committee earlier this week, clearing the legislature's Judiciary Committee along a party-line vote. Originally filed by Governor Ned Lamont, the bill was amended to allow patients to grow up to 6 marijuana plants in their homes. It also contains substantial social equity provisions that would help historically marginalized communities get jobs in the industry. There are also alterations to where revenue from sales would go in the state. That's according to the Connecticut Mirror. The bill would also create a sort of cannabis control commission, similar to the one set up in Massachusetts after recreational pot was legalized in 2017. Currently, only medical marijuana is legal in Connecticut.
As of Tuesday, a federal judge is now reviewing the Boston Exam School case to see if Boston's Exam School's interim admission policy is discriminatory against white and Asian students. In October, the Boston School Committee decided to suspend the Boston Exam School's admission tests for a year and instead use merit and zip code-based system. Within a week, a coalition formed representing 14 white and Asian parents and students, arguing that this new admission policy violates the 14th Amendment and discriminates against white and Asian students. The three exam schools typically enroll more white and Asian students than the district's open enrollment schools. A task force from Boston Public Schools projected that Black and Latino students in Boston could see their share of exam school seats increase from 35 to 46% if the new admission policy is used for the year. Representative of NAACP, Doreen Rachel, claimed that the white and Asian parents in charge of the coalition are seeking undue entitlement on racial grounds. Quote, "What the plaintiffs are essentially arguing is that somehow the children in the Chinatown zip code and the children in West Roxbury zip code own a certain number of seats in Boston's exam schools," end quote. The federal judge has recognized the time constraint for admission decisions to be released and hopes to come to a decision in the coming weeks.
Massachusetts residents will have additional vaccination locations to choose from when booking appointments through the state website beyond the existing 7 sites. Starting this week, the state has decided to add 2 additional locations, the Amherst-Northampton Collaborative and the Marshfield Regional Collaborative. Governor Charlie Baker also announced on Wednesday that they are expecting more local health collaborates to be added to the sites in the next upcoming weeks. It is recorded that more than 1.5 million people have pre-registered for the vaccine doses and are waiting for their turn. Anyone in Massachusetts who have not received a vaccine dose will be able to pre-register on April 19. Baker, who received his first vaccination dose on Tuesday, said he's doing fine. More than 1.5 million Massachusetts residents, especially those who are among the state's most vulnerable, have been fully vaccinated.
Acting Mayor of Boston, Kim Janey, introduced a new tourism campaign that hopes to battle Boston's racist reputation. At the press conference in Roxbury on Monday, Janey commented on how Boston does have a reputation for being a racist city. She said the new campaign, quote, "boldly puts our people and our neighborhoods front and center for the very first time," end quote. The campaign, called All Inclusive Boston, is designed to provide an equitable recovery for Boston's tourism industry, which was hard hit by the COVID pandemic. Travel and hospitality is the third largest industry for the city of Boston, of which 70% of its workforce is people of color. The campaign will feature people and places from Boston that traditionally have been left out of the conversation. The campaign hopes to connect neighborhoods, increase visibility, support small businesses, and hopefully attract visitors to all parts of Boston. Janey said, quote, "It moves me because for the first time I see our city promoting itself in a way that I feel seen. And I know I'm not the only one who thinks that or feels that," end quote.
A Boston dog walker and his furry friends have become Instagram famous. Stephen Watson, longtime Boston dog walker, is behind the Instagram page The Pied Dog Walker, an account which features hundreds of photos of his furry friends on their daily walks. His followers see his walks around famous Boston landmarks like the Longfellow Bridge, the Boston Public Garden, and Copley Square. Watson said, quote, "tired dogs make for good dog models, so they'll sit still, they like to take a break on the way home, and we get pictures of them," end quote. Watson's fame skyrocketed when another dog social media account, We Rate Dogs, posted one of his photos to Twitter. The dog walker changed the caption of this famous photo to, quote, "we took a wrong turn on Charles Street, and now we're living in a meme."
28-year-old Steve Waite, a former track and field coach at various universities, including Northeastern University, was charged in connection with a scheme to trick female student athletes on Wednesday. Waite participated in a scheme to trick students into using social media accounts to send nudes or semi-nudes photos, as well as cyberstalking at least one female student. He was then charged with a criminal complaint with one count of cyberstalking and one count of wire fraud. Waite was arrested on April 7 and will be making an appearance in federal court in the Northern District of Illinois Wednesday afternoon. He was previously employed as a track and field coach at Northeastern University from October 2018 to February 2019. He also previously worked at several other academic institutions such as Penn State University, Illinois Institute of Technology, University of Tennessee, and Concordia University, Chicago.
Officials said a young dog found dead in a plastic bag last month near a school in Lawrence, Massachusetts, suffered from extensive abuse. A police officer in the city found the one-year-old Jack Russell Terrier dog on St. Patrick's Day on a walking trail behind South Lawrence East Middle School. The terrier had been partially wrapped in a pee pad and placed in a plastic bag, according to authorities. The dog was a victim of extreme cruelty and abuse, which led to its death, officials said. A necropsy has determined that the animal's official cause of death was acute blood loss and multiple skull fractures. Authorities said widespread bruising on the terrier's body indicates that the dog was also heavily abused 36 hours before its death. The Animal Rescue League of Boston's Law Enforcement Department and the Lawrence Police Department urge those with any information about a potential owner or any information in general to come forward.
On behalf of Alex Corey, Melissa Allen, Megan Forsythe, Sammy Goldman, James Paleologopoulos, Zainab Chavosholu, I'm Kylie Nguyen for WTBU News, and your national section will be right up next.